The current federal welfare law went into effect in 1996. Its objective was to move Americans off welfare and into the workforce. But the state of Oregon already had a program which tried to get welfare recipients not just any job, but a good job. The federal government allowed Oregon to continue this approach. NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Portland has this look at how Oregon's program has worked.
At the stroke of 9 o'clock, not 1 second later, instructor Diane Peterson dumps a big plastic bucket of faces on the table.
So what you're going to do, grab a face, grab a mannequin, spread out. Somebody already got mannequin out for you. I'll move the desk.
This is the first aid class at Mount Hood Community College. About two dozen bleary-eyed students reach into the bucket and grab a rubbery pink face and a mechanical dummy. Rochelle Guerrero grabs hers and moves toward the back of the room to practice rescue breathing.
So, you can do this with a mannequin, but with a real person, it's probably going to be about that far.
So when we're looking for the obstruction, do
You know, all you're going to do is kind of just do a glance and, hey, yeah, there's something in there. Except I wouldn't.
For Guerrero, this class is one more step toward a bachelor's degree and a career in healthcare. It would be a huge achievement for her. She spent most of her life on welfare, or among the ranks of the working poor.
In all honesty, I mean, I can't wait to the day I can say that I can honestly get through life without having some kind of help.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
I'd like to be a nurse. I'd like to own a house. I'd like to drive a decent car. And I want to be happy.
Today, Guerrero is taking 13 college credits, working 35 hours a week as a waitress, and caring for her five children. She's off welfare, though she still gets money to help with child care. But if her dream comes true, her family's cycle of poverty will end. Guerrero credits a Portland welfare to work program called Steps to Success for opening her eyes to education and the possibility of a career as a professional.
I know that I've always wanted to be one. I just, like I said, never really thought it was possible. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that I'm a victim, but when you grow up and you don't think that, you know, you come from poverty yourself, I thought it was just for, you know, people who had money or, you know, to go to school. I didn't really even know all the details to work out that, you know, it could be possible.
Back in 1988, the federal government chose educators from Mount Hood Community College to run Portland's Steps to Success program. They still do.
We really strive, especially when we have people come out of short-term training, for them to start around $10 an hour, and we're hoping that they're going to move up from there.
Joan Powers, the manager of short-term training at STEPS, explains that participants carry college ID cards, and many think of themselves as college students. Some take basic education, others take classes with a specific job in mind, for example, word processing or medical terminology. In many parts of the country, welfare recipients are told to take the first job they can find, even if it's a minimum wage job with no benefits. But Powers says participants in STEPS are encouraged to get the best job they can.
What we talk to our students about is, you know, this is your job for right now, you know, but you need to be thinking about what you're going to do in a year or 2 years or down the road. And we also talk a lot about what do you really need to live the kind of life you want to live.
The strategy seems to have paid off. Many former welfare recipients have moved beyond entry-level positions to career ladder jobs, as administrative assistants, accounting clerks, even positions in human resources. Oregon has enjoyed more flexibility in welfare-to-work programs than most states. For example, individuals have been able to remain on public assistance longer than the 5-year federal lifetime limit, as long as they were moving toward self-sufficiency, and the state defined that broadly.
Yes, I actually had my first drink when I was 10 years old, and started smoking marijuana when I was 11 or 12, and
by her early 20s, Patty Finch was hopelessly addicted to painkillers, then to methamphetamines and other drugs. Her son was removed from her home, her daughter taken from her at birth. As Finch puts it, "My addiction was more powerful than motherhood." But as part of her welfare-to-work program, Finch met regularly with counselors and was treated for her addiction.
When I first started, I was very intimidated. I was scared. I hadn't had a job in like 5 years. I had no skills. My self-esteem was very, very low. And the people, Steps to Success, were great because they were non-judgmental. It was all a really wonderful experience for me. And without it, I wouldn't be here today.
Today, Finch is clean, sober, and the star administrative assistant in a college computer lab. But not for long. The day before we met, she was offered a $24,500 a year position with benefits as an alcohol and drug outreach worker.
I feel like I actually won the lottery. It's pretty big for me.
Oregon officials believe that unless you treat the underlying substance abuse and mental health issues, people won't be able to get and retain jobs. And so Oregon has put substance abuse and mental health counselors in nearly every single welfare office in the state. Still, getting people from welfare to work is challenging, especially right now. The state's economy is just beginning to recover from a deep recession. The unemployment rate is among the very highest in the country, and competition for jobs is fierce. Pamela Murray of Steps to Success recalls that several years ago they might have sent five people out on an interview, and they would have been the only five applying for the job.
Now you probably have 10 people, and some of them have a lot more experience and have been laid off from high-tech companies or whatever else. We're seeing people with masters applying for jobs that, you know, may not even require a bachelor's degree. So it is a much more challenging time for people who have, you know, limited skills.
Portland's Welfare to Work program has evolved over the years. In its early days, it offered long-term education and training programs. Many participants emerged with vocational certificates. But by the late 1990s, there was pressure to serve more recipients and to get them into jobs more quickly. Education and training programs got shorter, and, says Murray, resources began to shrink.
We have made some very strategic decisions about where we're going to align our resources to best prepare the highest number of individuals to see some successes, get back into the workforce, and be able to go down the track that perhaps something in 1988 we could do the whole thing for her, but did nothing for somebody else.
State officials note that the local economy is not producing a lot of high-paying jobs. Nevertheless, they believe their track record in placing welfare recipients is exemplary in terms of placement rates, starting wages, and job retention. But critics say they haven't done enough to get former welfare families out of poverty. Inside the Oregon Food Bank's huge warehouse, forklifts scurry back and forth, plucking out cases of rice and beans for distribution to food pantries statewide. Cassandra Garrison, the food bank's public policy advocate, says the number of emergency food boxes they've given out has gone up 80% since the federal welfare law was passed in 1996. Women may be off welfare, she says, but they still can't afford to feed their families.
You can't live in this city for $10 an hour. What's happened is that we now have a group of women that are working poor, and it's very scary to see how far that they're spiraling down.
Garrison, a former welfare mom herself, says she was lucky to have been in the system in the mid-1990s when Oregon was more focused on long-term education. She was able to complete her bachelor's degree while on welfare. Now she's a homeowner and a taxpayer.
Success to me is walking away from welfare, living a middle-class lifestyle, and never looking back.
The new federal welfare law now being considered by Congress would put even more emphasis on moving people into jobs quickly. At the same time, the amount of money available to assist welfare recipients continues to decline. An initiative approved by Oregon voters last month is likely to result in state budget cuts of $800 million. Oregon officials worry that taken together, the anticipated changes in federal law and the cuts in the state budget could eliminate some of Oregon's flexibility and cripple some of the programs that have made the state's welfare-to-work experience unique. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.